Gold number 22, Dick Lynch had a 50-year association with the only team that he ever loved, the New York Football Giants, and Giants fans loved him back as well. Dick Lynch, before coming to the Giants, was a standout player at Notre Dame. In 1957, Dick Lynch was an integral part of one of the greatest upsets in college football history.
Here's the play of the game, and Sooner fans are shocked. Dick Lynch behind Pietrasanti's bone-crushing block sweeps into the end zone for a touchdown. Notre Dame snaps Oklahoma's 47-game winning streak and hands the Sooners their first shutout in 124 consecutive games.
Dick Lynch was acquired by the Giants in 1959 from the Washington Redskins, and his impact on the secondary was felt almost immediately. In 1961 and 1963, Lynch led the NFL in interceptions. In his Pro Bowl season of 1963, Dick returned three of those interceptions for touchdowns, as his former teammates reflected on his ability.
Dick Lynch could cover, and cover very, very well. He was a great teammate. Probably the best corner covering man-to-man that's ever been in the National Football League.
He was just a tough guy, and that's how he played, whether it was against the enemy or against his own teammates. He was that way. Maybe all the players that I have known, he was right up there with the tops, one that got the most out of his physical ability, his mental ability, and by getting the most out of it, he became arguably one of the best cornerbacks that's ever played this game.
As Dick's playing career winded down in 1966, he was ready to embark upon a second career in football, that as a broadcaster. And his effervescent personality and colorful style made Dick Lynch a natural.
Dick had a totally unique broadcasting style. I loved it. Cracked me up. I couldn't believe it. What I really used to love to do, and I really miss now, is driving home from a Giants game and turning on the post-game show. Sometimes I think, is that the same game that I went to? But he made it interesting, he made it amusing, he made it colorful.
I can't tell the folks out there who listen to this game how almost impossible it is for a field goal kicker to line up, look over there and say, I gotta put the ball through those two pipes. You're kidding me.
During a broadcast, you always knew where Dick's heart was. It was right behind his beloved Big Blue.
Snap, spot, kick is away, it's got the distance, it is good, good,
and
good.
The Giants are going to Tampa Bay, it's over for the three-peats, it's over.
Dick Lynch left his mark on many levels, but the thing that was nearest and dearest to Dick's heart was his wife, Roz, and his loving family, something that Dick Lynch always placed first. That's why Dick Lynch will always be a Giant. Old number 22, you'll never be forgotten.